guys, it's Jake here. We're at the red carpet, the season finale of Kermit Ball Z. We're going to come here and talk to some of the cast and ask them how they feel about the season coming to an end. And now we're going to jump right into it. What's up, guys? We're here with Caitlin Burke. Caitlin, what was it like working with the cast of Kermit Ball Z?
Working on KBZ is super fun. It's amazing. The voice actors are probably the best people you will ever meet. And it's like a massive family.
Okay, Caitlin, how do you feel about the fact that Kermit Ball Z is coming to an end?
I'm really gutted that it's ending. I looked forward to doing it so much. It was really enjoyable. It was so much fun to do. But all good things have to come to an end, and who knows, it might come back, we might be involved in something else.
Alright, we're here with Ultima. Ultima, what was it like working on Kermit Ball Z and playing the voice of Vegeta?
Oh god, working with the cast of KBZ, that has been an absolute blast. Literally, I've been talking to a lot of them. They're basically one of the best people I've ever talked to, and they're like a family to me. And they've always helped me out, even if I got a few problems in. So, they're really awesome people, and also KBZ in general was a fun experience. It was a really good mix of comedy, action, drama. And from what was happening during season two when I joined in to what it is right now, it has evolved. Like, it's become way, way greater than it was. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing to begin with. It was always funny. But I really do like working with KBZ as Vegeta and also Trunks.
And one last question for you, Ultima. How do you feel that this is going to be the last episode of Kermit Ball Z?
Honestly, I'm kind of bummed that it's ending. This has been the biggest role I've ever been casted as, and I've been casted for a lot of stuff. It's kind of like a video game that has a lot of sequels. There's been a lot of good stuff that's happening, but if you keep asking for more, we might not be able to give more. So, season three... I'm sad to see season three, or just seeing KBZ in general leaving and being done, but I'm also happy about it because we've made a giant impact on it.
Guys, we're here with Jake Goodman. Jake, what was it like working with the cast of Kermit Ball Z?
Well, you know, it was really great getting to work with the cast of KBZ. I mean, Mark, Kate, and Ultima, working with those guys all summer long on Kermit Ball Z, it kind of made us feel like family a little bit, you know, because we really got into it, and those nights where we were up recording for like 4 or 5 hours, because we would spend like a lot of time joking around and everything, just made a really strong bond between all of us, and I think everyone else would likely agree with that.
Jake, how do you feel about the fact that Kermit Ball Z is done and not coming back?
Well, you know, I am sad that Kermit Ball Z is ending, but overall, I'm glad that Kermit Ball Z did what it did, because back in April, whenever I pitched the idea to Mark about it, I was just thinking that it was going to be like a short skit that we were going to do and everything, but people loved it, and it just grew bigger and bigger over time. We went from season one to a season two with a big story, and then here we are finishing up season three, which had the best story overall, and I think this is a good way to end Kermit Ball Z, to be honest with you.
We'll be right back. it's from Mark Hamill himself. Mark, what was it like working with everybody in KBZ?
It sucked. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, every voice actor involved in Kermit Ball Z literally made Kermit Ball Z what it was. Each of them put in so much time and effort into recording these lines. Sometimes we had to redo lines just to get it perfect. Sometimes I made them yell. Sometimes I made them say just weird stuff. And they never complained. Each and every one of them were always there when we needed to record and to get it done. And they all had great ideas, too. A lot of the earlier episodes, when we would just get together and we'd just hang out and have fun, before there was really much of a storyline, a lot of those ideas were theirs, and a lot of the funny moments are all ideas that they had. So they all are very talented, and I'm sure they could go anywhere with these voices and be just as successful.
All right, Mark, how do you feel about the fact that Kermit Ball Z is officially being brought to an end?
I would be lying if I said I wasn't going to miss it. I mean, honestly, it takes a lot of work to put out these episodes and come up with a storyline that's not all over the place. But I will miss the moments that we've had along the way, whether it's hanging out with them, making jokes, or even just bringing a new episode to the show and then having other people enjoy it. You know, that's something I really like doing, is producing something and making it sound good. So hopefully everyone enjoyed the ride as much as we did. I don't know if Kermit Ball Z will ever be back. There's no plans for it. But again, you never know.
Struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.